This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc., and he joins us in the 11 o'clock hour every Wednesday, and we appreciate saying, Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. It is great to be with you again.
Summer of Super Bowl, 193 days to go. We're still on that countdown. A lot of work going on around the city. A lot of road work, is for one. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so there's a lot going around the city. So first of all, I should say this. We are in the process and hope to get it up this week to put up a new website that'll be a very simple one-page website that'll list major impacts like road closures or places where you can't drive, because we realize that there's so much going on right now and there's so many different agencies that I'm kind of putting myself back into my mode of bringing my kid to school. And I said, no, that in that morning when I'm getting my coffee and my kids are yelling at me and the dog is barking, I need something I can look at on my phone that says that, say, Claiborne is closed down at Poydras, for example. And so we're going to get that up real quick so that, you know, we recognize people are already inconvenienced by all the work going on, and it's a good thing, but we want to try to mitigate that by giving people the best information. So by next week, I should be able to give that to you.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was going to bring it up, because just the other day, or it was yesterday, actually, I think, several people stopped me and asked me if there was some way that that could be communicated. They got stuck on the Loyola down ramp. And
yep.
it was a mess, and I'm sure maybe you heard about it, and maybe that's why this is moving as fast as it is. And they didn't know where to go. I mean, they were like stuck.
Yeah, you know, there are people like Ron Fauché, you know, that you, or Frank Luntz, that use very sophisticated sampling techniques. My sampling technique is how many people yell at me in a given day.
as you walk to your car or house yourself in a parking lot, right?
Exactly. You know, it's how much, you know, it's kind of like how we measure Mardi Gras by how much garbage at the end. You know, this is how I measure. And so, you know, two things happened. It's the work on the bridge, which has created all these closures on up and down ramps onto the expressway. And then there was a sudden closure of Loyola and Poydras, Loyola and Calliope, actually, related to a water main break. And the issue is not the work. The work is really important work, and it's great that it's happening. But we've got to give people a very simple way to know just where to avoid. In the same way that when I'm going to the airport, Newell, I now am in the habit of checking on the website to see if there's any parking available. So we should get that up, I hope, by tomorrow, but certainly by the time we talk next week, if you have me back. we'll be able to give out that website.
That's great. That's good news, and I always knew that you would be out in front of this, and we appreciate that.
I'm just trying to survive, man. This is just survival. I'm just trying to get served at a restaurant. I mean, this is very selfish. This is preservation. Let me tell you some other things that are going on to the good. The murals are starting to go up. If people go down Girard by the post office, they'll see that B. Mike, who has a wonderful program with kids called Eternal Seeds. They're doing a kids mural that he and some people, Chim Kids he's training, is beginning to go up. We've got other murals that are in planning for the Heel Garage over Duncan Plaza, for the Macy's Wall. We're working with some national artists, international artists, actually, that people will know. In total, we've had over 30 artists submit, and we're getting in the process of figuring out who can go where, how it gets paid for. But we're making progress, and, you know, that's stuff that we're going to be proud of, I think, getting be able to enjoy, you know, for years to come.
Absolutely. It's something that we do historically, right? It's not something new. It's something that's there, exists. We're doing a fresh up and doing a new image.
Yeah, I mean, we've had you know, murals for years. I think there's chances for more murals. We have some walls that we can work on, and we've just got such a great group of local artists who can talk about our music and our culture in a way that adds to the brand of New Orleans. It's going to look great on TV. That's going to look great for everybody who's coming. I'm excited to have it because, you know, I think that it's one thing to have a great game, and that's most important. But then the day after, we need to have a city that looks great, that feels great, and that we're proud of. And I think these murals are going to be, you know, nice continual benefits, you know, to us. The other thing that happened last week, which is also to the future good, is the Impact 59 program, which is powered by Entergy, was launched in partnership with the Saints, Mrs. Benson, with the host committee, Jay Cicero, and everybody. And this is a deal where the NFL is partnering with local entities like the ones I named, and Auctioner and the NOLA Coalition, part of GNO Inc. And we're going to be giving out $3 million to local nonprofit organizations that provide community benefit in the verticals you would think about: youth mentoring and sports and workforce training and opportunity and inclusion. And so if folks want to apply for this, they can go on to the Super Bowl host committee website, and they can apply by August 23rd for these grants. We encourage people to get on and apply. It's just another way to get benefit out of the Super Bowl.
Michael, the Next Gen Council has formally supported the NOLA Beautiful proposal. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and this is another element of the, I guess it's the beautification you'd call it. The way I think about this, Noel, is kind of, you remember that old adopt a highway programs where a business would adopt you know, a portion of the highway to keep it clean? We're working with our Next Gen Council, which is our junior board, and we're partnering with the local business community and the local nonprofit community. And we're going to be picking projects in each of the councilmatic districts that need trash pickup, graffiti remediation, something that can be done as a community project to help beautify them. And it's just another way to kind of crowdsource this effort, build community spirit, and leave us with a city on February 9th that looks better for our residents, you know, than it does today.
Michael, last week we talked about the multi-unit task force in the French Quarter. Any update there?
We are now planning when we're going to go out on our first sweeps. That date is going to happen soon. We're actually not going to be public with the date because there is an element of uncertainty that's important for effectiveness. But we're having our next meeting this week, and then we're going to be going forward. So that's going to be state agencies, city agencies, and it's basically going to be about stopping the you know, the code violations, which are the illegal vending, illegal drinks, illegal golf courts, illegal kangaroos, the things that are not part of a controlled environment. in the French Quarter, and it's not that we're going to stop people from having fun in the French Quarter. It's simply that it's going to be done in a way that's within the law, and I don't think anybody should be against that.
Louisiana's new permitless concealed carry law goes into effect in the city Thursday. You guys have been talking about this for quite a while. Any new information?
Well, you know, it's nothing that folks here are particularly happy about, because I think it's important to know that, you know, we're not an outlier in having permitless concealed carry. I think Newell, something like 29 or 30 states have it. So actually, the majority of states have it, but we're an outlier in that we're the only metro that allows 24/7 alcohol sales in citywide open containers, right? So the context matters. So we're a unique context for this. But you know, there are some things that are making me feel, I guess, better about this, Newell. We still have negligent carry laws that I think give our officers the ability to stop somebody who is carrying a firearm in a threatening manner or in an improper manner. We had a small group of business leaders that did get legislation passed last session that gives some degree of kind of Terry stop flexibility to officers, which will allow for some type of reasonable suspicion stop. And then finally, this new school, which is being planned for the 8th District, will give a 1,000-foot perimeter of actual firearm-free zone, which will cover most of the, the most concerning blocks of Bourbon Street. So, you know, I don't think this is great, but I am cautiously optimistic that we're going to be able to manage it in a way, as well as just admonishing to people that, you know, the smartest thing you can do is leave your firearm secured at home. And if we do that, I think we're gonna be okay. But what are your thoughts on this?
No, I mean, I think, you know, there's been more open communication between the council and the AG, which is critical. I think you don't want to get the AG on your bad side. You want to be working together, and I've had discussion with council members, and it seems as though that's the path that they want to take as well, to be clear as to what actually the law provides, what it doesn't provide as it relates to the mesh of all of these different both competing laws and complementary laws. And that is a good conversation to be had, so that we're clear as to what we're doing, why, and how this is ultimately going to play out. And then I think there's an obligation to educate the public, right, and to let them know what this means. So when you have these competing and complementary laws there, the final picture sometimes can be a little hazy, right? And you really, I think, have an obligation to inform the public as to what they can or cannot do. Because I think some folks will get innocently caught up in something and will end up getting arrested, not knowing any better.
Yeah, no, there's a need for clarity. And frankly, there's a need for empowering our officers to have the ability to do the right thing to keep people safe. I mean, this is, to me,
no doubt.
I've always perceived this as about not a Second Amendment issue, but an issue of how do we give our officers the tools to constitutionally keep everybody safe.
I kind of view this as an entertainment venue issue, right? I mean, you can't bring a gun
into
the Superdome. You know, you can't bring it into the arena. You can't bring it into the UNO Assembly Center. I mean, there's just so many places where you cannot carry a gun into. And then, I mean, I think we kind of lost sight of it, or some did, not you, not I, that this is really an entertainment venue. And if we treat it as such, I think we may have gone down a path before we started educating people about what this was and what other jurisdictions actually do to treat that as an entertainment venue, there would have been a better understanding about it, and I don't think there would have been as much objection to it.
That's right. And now we're just in a position of having to kind of piecemeal or claw our way back to, you know, a certain area of sanity for a place that's as unique as the French Quarter. So I think we'll get there. You know, I talked to folks like Rafael Goyeneche, who I really trust on these issues. He'll explain, you know, the various ways that we're addressing it. And so, yeah, I think it's unfortunate, but I do feel comfortable that we're going to be able to provide a safe environment for the Super Bowl and before and after in the French Quarter.
But, you know, the quickest way to reach the result that we ultimately want is to make that area sacrosanct, safe, to remove everything, you know, that should not be there to ensure they're not there. Because it's all of that that actually is the lure to those that are have some other kind of intent, right? Not a good one.
Yeah,
to bring guns down
Right. I mean, I'm gonna coin a new phrase. I mean, we all are familiar with broken windows, and a lot of the stuff we're dealing with,
sure,
code violations and infrastructure is about broken windows. I think what you have in the French Quarter is a new concept. It goes a little further. It's called drunken windows. Right. It's when you have broken windows plus big old beers. And,
yeah.
You know.
No, absolutely.
So you've got to take drunken windows theory and say that we have to remove all of these things, which collectively create an atmosphere of lawlessness, and we'll create a place that can still be very fun. We're not talking about making the French Quarter, you know, a Disney-esque or even a Beale Street, but it should absolutely be a place where you can go with your family to have a nice dinner or go on a date or go and have a drink or go listen to music without having to have any qualms or fears. And so... That's why this approach we're taking for the Super Bowl, which is about infrastructure, and it's about code violations, and it's about the homeless, and it's about beautification, including, by the way, the new garbage contract, which is going to be announced soon. I think collectively you're going to have a French Quarter which should look, feel, and frankly, Newell, even smell better. And that's, you know, I'm going to give it the sniff.
Michael, what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, the French Quarter goes through transitions every day. You have your daytime crowd out there. There's an expectation for that, right? You have your early evening crowd. There's an expectation for that. And then there's the late night situation, and there's an expectation for that. But what runs through all of those are a lot of the activities that people just go down there and they say, it's good for me, it's got to be good for everybody else, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to set up a business in the middle of the street.
Right.
I'm a beat a bucket in front of the most iconic restaurant that we have to offer in the world. And we think that that's a good thing. I mean, there's not a single boardroom where you would collectively go in there and say, hey, we've got a $25 million restaurant sitting there, and we think it's a good idea to have bucket beaters right at our front door.
Yeah, and it actually gets worse than that, because these things that we think are, I don't know, you might term them annoyances or quality of life issues, whether it's the bucket beaters or it's the selling edibles on the street, they can often lead to worse consequences. So, you know, those bucket
sure.
beaters, a lot of those kids are actually being taken advantage of. They have to bring back some amount of money, and if they don't, they suffer consequences. So that's why they're becoming aggressive panhandlers. Or those, you know, edibles on the street, if you talk to the hoteliers, they'll say they've got seen a massive spike in emergency calls because people are eating something and it's not what they think it is, or it's too much of something. And so suddenly there's a health crisis. And so these things do have consequences that are both direct and also, again, creating this drunken windows environment, which is not good. And for people that say, man, you know, the French Quarter is just for tourists. 90% of tourists go there. It's true. But as a result, it is our brand. It is our generator of massive taxes. It's something that benefits or that hurts the entire city, region, and state.
Well, I'm going to tell you, anybody that tells me that, I tell them BS. That's not true. Because I think you probably have the same experience I have. When I go to some of my favorite restaurants in the city, you know who I see there? A lot of people I know.
Yeah.
You know, yep. So it's not just for the tourists, right? There's a special offering down there that's unique. And we have the same desire that tourists have. We want to take advantage of that uniqueness that's presented down there. And I call BS on that all the time because I think and now, you know, they're even asking, are you a local or are you from out of town? Because they really appreciate the fact that locals are still going down there because they know what some of the challenges are.
Well, they can tell I'm a local because, you know, I got my shoes are on the wrong feet, you know, don't hold my silverware right. I mean, there's certain telltale signs.
Well, that's the case for you and in a number of walks of life, right?
It's just me.
All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Michael, I want you to address this question. I've been getting this a lot. I had, you know, some folks on last week and again this week about what was going on in preparation for the Super Bowl. And This person says, I find it embarrassing that in order to make the repairs and the infrastructure work in New Orleans, we have to wait for a Super Bowl. Please respond to that. Thank you. We didn't wait. It's just my view is that this is a moment and we need to leverage it. Your thoughts on this issue?
Yeah. No, I mean, that question, I've gotten it a lot, and I don't really think it's a rhetorical question, because obviously we shouldn't have years of deferred maintenance that we're now taking care of just because of the game. But
exactly.
But like you said, it's a forcing function. We're leveraging it, and I think here's the key thing, and we actually already discussed this at the GNO board meeting, is that we now have recognized that this rhythm that we have of these weekly, in many cases, twice a week meetings with 30-some-odd different agencies where we talk about what is the plan of attack, what are the hotspots, how we're working together. It's the effective rhythm for making sure the city is maintained and improved. And I expect that it will continue the day after the day after, and it will become just the regular way. And GNO Inc., even though we're a regional organization, we're really thrilled to be part of this because the city and the urban core matter so much to the entire region. I think that we're going to continue this this rhythm. And so I think that what you're seeing getting ready for February 9th will continue on February 10th and 11th going forward, so we don't have to ask that question in the future.
Absolutely. I'm almost tired of having to respond to that. We shouldn't have to face this deferred maintenance, but it is what it is.
People know. I mean, look, people know the answer to that question. They're just expressing their frustration, maybe appreciation, mostly frustration. And look, they're right. And that's, you know, as I tell people, I started on this process, I don't know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago. And part of it, most of it's been exhilarating because it's really fun to see the work happening. I just got a text message from B. Mike. I'm going to go down tomorrow to how to the kids that are finishing up their mural over there on Girard. But part of it also has been kind of sobering or bittersweet because what I've come to realize is that it's not that hard, and it really just takes getting everybody together in the room. And if you do so, there's a lot of goodwill. The vast majority of people in Newell really want to do their work and get the job done and be proud of it. And you just, it just takes a little bit of coordination. And so, that's what we're going to do going forward and try to make this not a once-in-a-decade thing.
Yeah, and don't be a complainer. Be a doer.
I'm into that. I mean, right? If you're complaining, we've got this program called NOLA Beautiful that's going to be going around and picking up tires and mattresses and syringes. Email me at superbowl@janoinc.org. We have a pair of gloves waiting for you.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a special guest today, Michael.
Yeah, this is a special guest and an old friend. This is Rebecca Gee, Dr. Rebecca Gee, who is the founder and CEO of Nest Health. She's also the former Secretary of Health for the state of Louisiana, one of the most capable leaders and medical professionals in the state. And she just got a $500,000 investment from the Auctioner Louisiana Innovation Fund and LED. And so she's here to talk about Nest and the investment.
Dr. Gee, welcome to the show. It's been a long time, and it's good to hear your voice.
Great to hear yours as well.
And for those of you in the listening audience, we used to do a number of interviews when she was working with the state as the Secretary to Louisiana Department of Health, and we appreciated the job she did then, and we certainly appreciate what's going on now. Tell us about Nest Health.
Well, you know, this is a really exciting company because what we're doing is we are addressing some of these generational issues that we see in New Orleans, right? We know that a lot of the reason we have poor health outcomes, we have crime, we have some of the generational poverty we have is because we have not had the right kinds of supports for families, right? These things pass generation to generation, and we make it really difficult for people to get health care. So, as you know, I have five kids, so I understand very viscerally how hard it is to get care for your family. So what Nest does is we identify families who are not accessing primary care. So they're using the ER for care, they're not getting their well checkups, and this includes babies, kids, moms, dads. And then we get assigned these families, and we go find them where they are. We go to their home. We talk to their pastor, we'll go look at data, we'll find out when they're in an emergency room, and we will then say, look, we're here to care for you. We'll provide not just health care to your family at home, and what that means is we're doing your vaccines, your blood draws, your physical exams, we'll take care of your baby, we'll take care of your teenager, we'll take care of you, but we'll also provide you with mental health, social support, and nutrition. So really wrapping around those families, and by doing so, we're seeing some tremendous outcomes here in our community. And, of course, this company was started here in Louisiana, here in New Orleans, and we're starting to grow beyond. So just proud to be a part of the solution here.
And actually, from one perspective, because you and I talked about this many times, when people show up in the ER, uninsured, not Medicaid or eligible, it becomes an uncompensated care number that has significant cost to the state.
Yeah, look, I mean, no one wins when people use the ER as their primary source of care. The family doesn't win, and the hospitals don't win. It's the highest cost way that we can care for people, and it's just episodic, right? It's not long term. So that's why we want to get people out of that pattern and take care of them at home. And it's just a better way of doing it. And, you know, we're seeing families that, you know, who have used the ER, that means their kids aren't getting the hearing and vision screen. You know, we've seen a child who was 6 who couldn't read because he couldn't see. We're seeing, you know, families who have dad is smoking and kids have asthma. And look, we've got treated the kid in the ER for the asthma, but we never treated the fact that dad was smoking causing the asthma. So this is a model that really envisions that the family is a unit of health, right? Family is where health happens. It's where nutrition happens. It's where support happens. And so when we can support the family, we support health.
One of the things about this integrative model that I think is, you know, looking forward, is there coordination with school-based services that are being provided as well? Because that would be huge.
Yeah, for sure. So we want to work with everyone who's providing care to our families. And again, what we do is we'll work with a health plan. If you want to learn more about us, go to nesthealth.com. And we find people who are not able to get primary care. And sometimes the kids do have access to a school nurse. In fact, my Yanti Tereng, who works with me, worked with the school systems and knows a lot about that. And of course, when I was secretary, we provided funds for that. So yes, we want to talk to schools. We're currently working with the schools here in New Orleans to help identify, you know, are there children that we can help you with? You know, because one of the things we've also seen, Noel, is that, you know, we all know you need vaccines to go to school. And sometimes we've had a mom with 7 kids who just couldn't, I mean, imagine you have 7 kids and no car. How are you going to get those kids vaccinated? So within 2 hours, we were in the home, getting everyone vaccinated, making sure the kids could go to school. You know, so it's, you know, it's a partnership. This is a, you know, it takes a village, right? So we're part of that solution.
You know, it's interesting. I had similar experiences when I worked at the Tulane Law Clinic when I was in law school. Some of these simple tasks, what we view as simple, is not so simple for many. But once you get beyond that hurdle, it's amazing how a lot of things just fall into place, right?
That's so right. And I want to mention that not only Oxnard, but Tulane has invested. We're one of their first investments out of this new fund coming from the state. And yeah, I mean, look, a good example of that, Nolan, you would have seen this in your practice, that we were in a home last week, and we had a mom who had a little baby, and she couldn't read, and she needed to stay in her house. She needed to fill out paperwork, and she simply couldn't do it. So we did it for her. So, you know, that took us 5 minutes. But think about the cost if she had lost that housing. So this is the kind of stuff that it doesn't take long, but it's part of our model. And, again, it's a powerful intervention.
Let's talk about technology. Obviously, there's a need for that. It makes a lot of this a lot easier in many ways. Where are you guys? And I guess a lot of this funding is going to help get you to that place.
Yes. And I'll say, you know, we have phenomenal partners here in Louisiana. We've been funded also by the Blue Venture Fund, which is we were their biggest investment in the first quarter of 23. They saw our promise. They represent the Blues across the country. And we also are using technology that is, you know, out there, and we've been very innovative with it. So I just want to say we've been an exciting company, not just here, but nationally. So how do we use technology? Well, we use it obviously, when we do telehealth with our patients, we use it to help predict their risk. We use it in terms of how we think about the family care plan. So one of the things that hasn't been done before is, if you think about your chart, if anyone goes on to my chart, right, you look at yourself. Although you can look at other family members, what you don't see is that picture of health for your family. So what is my family care plan? What are my family needs? So we are developing those care plans for Nest in a way we think is going to become industry standard over time.
So I would imagine y'all have identified the need. I mean, what are we talking about numbers-wise as it relates to just the city of New Orleans families that could avail themselves of these types of services?
Yeah, it's a lot of people, Neil. So we have about a little bit over, so as you know, we have 5 Medicaid health plans. We have commercial insurers like Blue Cross. So Nest is working with one of the Medicaid health plans. We have a little over 3,000. So multiply that by 5 would be kind of the Medicaid just for New Orleans. And then we are launching with one of the big commercial payers, and we're going to have about the same number of people. So, you know, it's about 10 to 15% of the book of business for a payer, sadly, right, that meets these criteria, where you know, the state's worried about this because the state is paying a premium for every member who's on Medicaid, and yet some of these people are getting no services, right? They're not getting the primary care. So right. The state's paying for them to get care they're not getting. So this is the population that Nest wants, and it is a lot of people. So, you know, let's say for New Orleans, about 15,000, and this is babies, kids, adolescents, and their parents.
Yeah. And then, as we talked about before, if they end up in the ER, the state's actually paying twice in many cases, right, because of Medicaid and then going to the ER. And some of the members of the family may not be Medicaid eligible because, again, they don't know how to fill out the paperwork and all of the trials and tribulations that go on there. They get characterized as UCC, and the state pays again.
That's right. And so that's why one of the things about Nest is we are what's called value-based care. So we, you know, the healthcare system as it's really designed mostly is the more I do, the more I get paid, right? And that's not, we have an expensive healthcare system and we have a problem. So what Nest says is, look, we only want to get paid a profit if we do better. And better means better quality and lower costs. And so these types of models are really common in seniors and Medicare, but we are the first company to be trying to use the same type of home-based care model upstream for people that we really think are going to benefit right over a lifetime, right? You improve a pregnancy outcome, you take care of a baby, you help an adolescent, you know, do well, you are creating a lifetime of value. And so we are moving this value-based care mentality upstream. So again, we don't want to be paid just to do stuff. We want to be paid to improve things.
And that's important. And just to put this in context for the listening audience, Dr. Gee, the worldwide average of healthcare cost per person is about $6,400. And in the United States, it's $12,500, almost double what the worldwide average is. So when you think about it in that context, there's a lot of upside opportunity.
That's right. And I, you know, we would argue we don't really need to put more money in, right? We need to use the money that we have more effectively.
More effectively.
And that is what Nest is doing. Right, right. So let's not spend all this money at the end of life when it's not going to, not that we shouldn't have end of life care, right? But we spend way too much money on things that don't make a difference and not enough on, you know, i.e. what's the value of getting a kid glasses, right, over a lifetime, right? So these are the things mm-hmm. that will matter to society. And so being upstream, being preventive, right, we pay for sickness, not for wellness. So we, part of what's fun about value-based care is you're trying to move towards, okay, let's look at our goals here. Our goals are health. How do we get to that? Not, okay, let me pay you to have a bunch of stuff done, which is, the prior system. So that's how we can get America on a better track with this, is to think about what outcomes we want and pay for outcomes, not just pay for stuff that doctors like to do, often because we're covering our tushes because of malpractice, or we just, you know, think we could do it. We don't think about the overall cost of healthcare because we get paid for what we do, not because we get paid for what our outcomes are.
Well, it's so good to hear your voice again, and we're so happy that you're involved in this incredible program. I know that the New Orleans area has always been near and dear to your heart. It was so when you were the Secretary of the Louisiana Department of Health, and we talked about that a lot. And I'm glad that you pointed out to the listening audience, you paid your dues, you have five children, and you're still paying your dues, I would imagine.
Well, and Noel, just quick props for New Orleans. This is a wonderful place to start a company. We have an incredible startup ecosystem. Folks like Mike and Dino Inc. have supported us. So we just think this is a great, great training ground for these types of solutions, and always grateful to be on your show and to talk with you.
Anytime. If you've got anything to report out in the future, let us know. We'll get you on. Thank you so much for joining us today. Have a great week. We will be right back with Michael Heck, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Michael, Jefferson Parish is going to celebrate 200 years of existence and excellence in the parish, and they're planning for their bicentennial celebration. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this because Jefferson Parish has, it's such a well-run parish right now, frankly, in my opinion. Great council, great executive leadership. The sheriff's the second best sheriff they've had recently. He's number one, keeps getting better, but in such an important part of the region, the heart of the region in so many ways, economically and geographically. So the fact that the 200th birthday is coming up on February 11th, which is basically the exact same time as the Super Bowl, means that we've got a great opportunity to use the Super Bowl as a chance to celebrate Jefferson Parish, which is where you're landing, where you're coming through, and where tens of thousands of people are going to be staying for the Super Bowl event.
Yeah. I guess they will be providing more information about projects and community events that will be held in the near future, for sure. Also, there's been a lot of chatter about this passenger rail service between New Orleans and Mobile. Where are we on that?
Well, it looks like this one's going to actually happen now. It was being held up by our friends in Mobile. It's now going forward. They finalized language for a construction of a new train stop, which was kind of the last piece of this. And so now we're going to get that service restarting for the first time in 20 years, first time since Hurricane Katrina. Now, it's going to start as just twice a day in each direction. It's going to go from downtown here, Union Passenger Terminal, which we've just redone. It looks great outside UPT. And then it's going to go to Bay St. Louis, to Gulfport, to Biloxi, and I think Pascagoula. Along the way out to Mobile. So, you know, what I'm thinking is, one, is a really nice way to get out to Mobile if I'm going out to, like, the Grand, because that drive is, you know, it could be a 3 to 4 hour drive. It's not necessarily fun, except for the Buc-ee's stop. And I think for me, more importantly, you know,
there'll be
I'm
two
all about Buc-ee's the Buc-ee's
stops on the way.
That's true. Now we're gonna have more. Yeah, I guess the plural of Buc-ee's is Buc-ee's, right?
Right.
It's not Buckeye, right? Yeah. But basically, if this one works, it's going to give more momentum to the New Orleans Baton Rouge train, which I would love to have tested out for the Super Bowl so we can bring people down for the game or down for the festivities without them having to worry about driving. So, you know, it's been slow progress. I like trains. I think they're an important alternative way of transportation. They have to be done in a cost-effective way. You got to get the ridership up. And so it's going to be a slow build, and this is a first step, a first turn of the wheel.
I was reading an article the other day, it may have been in the Wall Street Journal, that the interest in rail is way up right now.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Was that because of fuel prices, or?
I just think the ease, you know, that you can actually do work while you're riding in a train, and you know, so you don't have that downtime. I mean, I know there are a lot of people that like to text and craft emails while driving on the interstate, but that, you know, the longevity of that practice is not there.
No, look, Noel, all you have to do is have a good train experience. And there's some good trains in the States, like the Acela, or you just go to Europe and you zip around and you have the convenience, you have the low cost, but also, as opposed to like air travel, you're ending up in the middle of the city. So you're saving that transit time getting to and from. Once you've done it, I mean, it's pretty seductive. It's pretty wonderful. We just have to get the scale up so that it actually meets the convenience threshold that people have. But no, you're right. I think the texting and driving has to stop. And the autonomous vehicle thing, every year Elon says it's happening this year. And we ain't there yet, folks. Like,
I saw a video
on the wheel.
Just last night of someone hitting a broken down vehicle and crashing and lawsuits.
I saw that video too. Like, it's like Ferris Bueller says, you know, life comes at you.
Yeah. In many different ways. Michael Heck, always a pleasure, always enjoyable. Keep up the great work. We'll see you again next week. Have a great week.
Thank you for your knowledge and your patience.
Yes. Patience more than knowledge. We'll be right back, folks. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Daniel DePetris, Defense Priorities Fellow. He is an expert in Middle East policy, Iran drone policy, diplomacy, counterterrorism, international relations. We'll talk about the latest after a rocket strike on a football field in the Golan Heights and then Israel's response to same. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Michael, Jefferson Parish is going to celebrate 200 years of existence and excellence in the parish, and they're planning for their bicentennial celebration. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this because Jefferson Parish has... It's such a well-run parish right now, frankly, in my opinion. Great council, great executive leadership. The sheriff's the second best sheriff they've had recently. You know, he's number one, keeps getting better. But in such an important part of the region, the heart of the region in so many ways, economically and geographically. So the fact that the 200th birthday is coming up on February 11th, which is basically the exact same time as the Super Bowl, means that we've got a great opportunity to use the Super Bowl as a chance to celebrate Jefferson Parish, which is where you're landing, where you're coming through, and where tens of thousands of people are going to be staying for the Super Bowl event.
Yeah. I guess they will be providing more information about projects and community events that will be held in the near future, for sure. Also, there's been a lot of chatter about this passenger rail service between New Orleans and Mobile. Where are we on that?
Well, it looks like this one's going to actually happen now. It was being held up by our friends in Mobile. It's now going forward. They finalized language for a construction of a new train stop, which was kind of the last piece of this. And so now we're going to get that service restarting for the first time in 20 years, first time since Hurricane Katrina. Now, it's going to start as just twice a day in each direction. It's going to go from downtown here, Union Passenger Terminal, which we've just redone. It looks great outside UPT. And then it's going to go to Bay St. Louis, to Gulfport, to Biloxi, and I think Pascagoula. Along the way out to Mobile. So, you know, what I'm thinking is, one, is a really nice way to get out to Mobile if I'm going out to, like, the Grand, because that drive is, you know, it could be a 3 to 4 hour drive. It's not necessarily fun, except for the Buc-ee's stop. And I think for me, more importantly, you know,
there'll
I'm all
Buc-ee's
about the Buc-ee's
stops on the way.
That's true. Now we're going to have more. Yeah, I guess the plural of Buc-ee's is Buc-ee's, right?
Right.
It's not Buckeye, right? Yeah. But basically, if this one works, it's going to give more momentum to the New Orleans Baton Rouge train, which I would love to have tested out for the Super Bowl so we can bring people down for the game or down for the festivities without them having to worry about driving. So, you know, it's been slow progress. I like trains. I think they're an important alternative way of transportation. They have to be done in a cost-effective way. You got to get the ridership up. And so it's going to be a slow build, and this is a first step, a first turn of the wheel.
I was reading an article the other day, it may have been in the Wall Street Journal, that the interest in rail is way up right now.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Was that because of fuel prices or?
I just think the ease, you know, that you can actually do work while you're riding in a train and you know, so you don't have that downtime. I mean, I know there are a lot of people that like to text and craft emails while driving on the interstate, but that, you know, the longevity of that practice is not there.
No, look, Newell, all you have to do is have a good train experience, and there's some good trains in the States like the Acela, or you just go to Europe and you zip around and you have the convenience, you have the low cost, but also as opposed to like air travel, you're ending up in the middle of the city. So you're saving that transit time getting to and from. Once you've done it, I mean, it's pretty seductive. It's pretty wonderful. We just have to get the scale up so that it actually meets the convenience threshold that people have. But, no, you're right. I think the texting and driving has to stop. And the autonomous vehicle thing, every year Elon says it's happening this year. And we ain't there yet, folks. Like,
I saw a video
on the wheel.
Just last night of someone hitting a broken down vehicle and crashing and lawsuits.
I saw that video too. Like, it's like Ferris Bueller says, you know, life comes at you.
Yeah. In many different ways. Michael Heck, always a pleasure, always enjoyable. Keep up the great work. We'll see you again next week. Have a great week.
Thank you for your knowledge and your patience.
Yes. Patience more than knowledge. We'll be right back, folks. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Daniel DePetris, Defense Priorities Fellow. He is an expert in Middle East policy, Iran drone policy, diplomacy, counterterrorism, international relations. We'll talk about the latest after a rocket strike on a football field in the Golan Heights and then Israel's response to same. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.